Our next article is called Two Religions, One Building. ELCA Congregation Finds a Home in a Synagogue. It's written by Cindy Yukon, a reporter in Palm Springs, California. For nearly 6 years, St. Mark Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota, could find only temporary space to gather for worship. Now the congregation has found a place that could be a long-term home, Temple Beth El, a Jewish synagogue in town. I believe that St. Mark community has found a new place to worship that fits our hopes and dreams and our commitment to diversity, said their pastor Joe Larson. The congregation used to worship in a church near downtown Fargo that was built in 1912, but the building was sold to a developer in the fall of 2013. Initially, St. Mark rented a space at Elam Lutheran Church, which houses another ELCA congregation. Then, in the spring of 2017, St. Mark moved into a chapel that once belonged to a Catholic convent. 2.5 years later, the chapel's owner, Prairie St. John's Hospital, decided to build a new facility on the site, and once again, the congregation was on the move. We'd like to say that St. Mark's journey has been a lot like the people of Israel who wandered in the desert for 40 years after fleeing their bondage in Egypt, Larson said, who researched about 40 options for worship and office sites in the area. Last May, a parishioner suggested to Larson that they rent space at Temple Beth El. Larson had reached out to the synagogue 3 years earlier, but this time he said the synagogue's board responded enthusiastically. St. Mark started worshiping at Temple Beth El in August and held a dedication service in September 2019. For Janine Kobrinsky, rabbi of Temple Beth El, sharing space with St. Mark wasn't a difficult decision. She said, quite simply, St. Mark needed a place to worship, and we have an empty sanctuary on Sunday mornings, and we share the same ethos. We're both welcoming congregations. It really is a perfect marriage, and it has invigorated our tiny community in many unexpected ways. Mary Jane Haugen, a member of St. Mark's Congregation Council, said, it feels to me that we're still rolling around, and what a joy it is to be both settled and there. It's beyond what we had hoped for. Because the two congregations worship on different days of the week, sharing space could focus primarily on the building, said Elna Solvang, a member of St. Mark, but Temple Beth El opened its doors wide, welcoming the people in the ministry of St. Mark to live in the space with them. She said the first fruits of this relationship include a deepening understanding of the distinctiveness of each community, our kinship in faith, and our common commitment to the healing of the world. Both congregations have a history of affirming LGBTQ+ rights, and St. Mark's members voted in 1991 to become a Reconciling in Christ congregation, declaring themselves welcoming to all people regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. In 2016, they called Larson, who said he's the first openly LGBTQ+ pastor called by an ELC congregation in North Dakota. Temple Beth El has been the only Reform Judaism congregation in Fargo for the past 70 years, and the synagogue endorses a variety of issues such as including LGBTQ+ individuals in the rabbinate and cantorate. The congregation's mutual cooperation has deepened into a sense of community. St. Mark parishioners have attended Temple Beth El's Saturday morning Shabbat services held twice per month, and a liaison committee with members from both congregations meets to discuss their partnership. Temple Beth El even said St. Mark's members could erect a permanent sign for their congregation on the building's front lawn. St. Mark has brought a variety of community projects to Temple Beth El, such as art shows, a mosaic project with the homeless relief organizations Churches United, and food drives for the city's pantry. It recently helped coordinate an international potluck at the synagogue. For 25 years, synagogue members had hosted a spring brunch fundraiser but their decreasing membership forced them to cancel the event. Now, with St. Mark as a partner, Temple Beth El has decided to hold a Taste of Jewish Tradition event on April 26th. "We see the Spirit of God moving among us," Larson said. "It became obvious early on," he added, "that he and Kobrinsky share a similar vision of what a faith community is meant to be. To share space with Temple Beth El shows our support for the Jewish community in ways that would not happen otherwise," he said. "And it's not just about sharing space. We are working together on shared values. People in our community have told me how inspiring it is to have this happen here."